This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the LA Times. We all know how important Social Security is. It's like hardly a week goes by without us hearing about the status of things. The program's in jeopardy. It's not in jeopardy. It'll be there for us. It won't be there for us. But if you're currently receiving Social Security, or soon will be, are you getting the most out of it? You might be surprised by what you don't know about what's arguably the most popular program Uncle Sam ever came up with. And to tell us more about that, we're joined by Mary Beth Franklin. She's a contributing editor at Investment News. Mary Beth, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for asking me, David. I appreciate it.
All right. So Social Security is obviously a very complicated landscape, but I'll bet you most people don't even realize that there might be some wiggle room when it comes to getting the most for your benefits.
Absolutely. You know, in the past, it was real simple. You retired at 62, you took your Social Security benefits, end of story. But that was in the days when people actually quit work at 62, they may have had a pension, and they probably weren't going to live 30 years in retirement like a lot of today's retirees will. Now, in an era of disappearing pensions, record low interest rates where you're getting diddly squat on your CDs at the bank, you really need to make the decision of how and when to claim Social Security in a way that's going to benefit you. And what will surprise most people is your decision how and when to claim could mean the difference of thousands of dollars a year in your benefit. And for a married couple, we are talking the difference of more than $100,000 over their joint lifetime. That's real money.
So what are you talking about here? Whether I'm going to step up and claim it at 67 or the age of 70?
So here's the basic landscape. Anybody can claim a Social Security retirement benefit as early as age 62, but their benefit will be permanently reduced for the rest of their lives. If your normal retirement age is 66, you take it at 62, you get a permanent 25% haircut. If your full retirement age is 67 and you take it at 62, you get a 30% haircut. This is a big deal considering Social Security for most Americans going forward is going to be the only source of guaranteed cost of living adjusted retirement income they'll ever see.
So the bottom line is put it off for as long as I can until I start collecting those checks.
Generally, it works, but as I tell a lot of my audiences, the idea of delaying a Social Security benefit until it's worth more later is a little bit like the lottery. You must be present to win. You know, if you're in a state of health where you may not make it to the average life expectancy, which is closer to 80 or beyond for most people, don't delay. It's not going to be in your best interest. But if you're relatively healthy, you can expect to live a long time, and delaying your benefit till it's worth more later is really smart. For example, I said if 66 is your full retirement age, you get 100% of what your benefit that's promised to be. But if you wait even longer, and a lot of people don't realize this, for every year you postpone collecting your Social Security benefit beyond your full retirement age, up until age 70, you get an extra 8% per year. That means if you wait till 70, you're going to get a 32% bump in your Social Security benefit. And that means you will have a larger benefit going forward. And each year when you get an annual cost of living adjustment, it's going to be that much bigger.
I was asked by a reader the other day, if they decide to get Social Security early, like let's say at the age of 62, and then decide, no, I think I'm going to put it off a little more, they asked me, could I kick it back and then collect later? I was surprised by the answer to that.
Yes, there actually is a do-over strategy. There's two of them, actually. If you are within 12 months of first claiming Social Security benefits, you can change your mind, say, never mind, I'm going to withdraw my application for Social Security benefits, but you have to pay back everything you've received. But if you miss your 12-month window, you may be out of luck. People also don't realize that once they reach their full retirement age, which again is 66, you can voluntarily suspend your benefit. Now, that means you wouldn't get any benefit temporarily, but if you suspend your benefits, you earn those 8% per year delayed retirement credits between 66 and 70.
So let's look at a more narrow scenario. What if I've been working my entire life, but my spouse hasn't been? What's his or her situation?
First of all, to collect Social Security benefits, you actually have to be paying into the Social Security system. Essentially, you had to work at least 10 years to get enough quarters to qualify for Social Security benefits. Or you can be married to someone who qualifies for benefits, just the situation you just described. Let's say we have Ozzie and Harriet. Ozzie's worked his whole life. He is eligible for Social Security benefits. Harriet stayed home with the kids. She doesn't have any Social Security benefit on her own, but she's entitled to one as a spouse. A spousal benefit is worth half of the worker's Social Security benefit. That's in addition to what he gets, if the wife collects it at her full retirement age or later. But she can't collect a spousal benefit until Ozzie collects his. Now, let's say he's heard this conversation about the value of delaying Social Security benefits until they're worth more later, up until age 70. So he wants to wait, but Harriet wants her benefit now. So one of the things he can do is called file and suspend. This says to Social Security that now that I have reached my full retirement age of 66, I want to file and suspend. That means I am filing for the purpose of triggering my wife's spousal benefit while I am suspending my own, and they continue to grow at 8% per year up until age 70. So this is a great strategy for a traditional married couple where you can get some money into the household now, and the bigger earner is going to delay as long as possible to get the biggest retirement benefit possible. And there's two reasons to do that. Not only will there be a bigger retirement income going forward for this couple, but if Ozzie dies first, and actuarially men tend to die before their wives, when the worker dies, the surviving spouse gets the biggest benefit. So her little spousal benefit's going to go away, but she is going to inherit 100% of his benefit.
Now, let's talk a little bit about Medicare, which is Social Security's ugly stepchild. Is there a way to game that system as well?
Well, I wouldn't call gaming the system. And when you think about it, on your 65th birthday, you get probably the best present from Uncle Sam you could ever get, which is access to health care regardless of your health. Medicare is an incredible benefit for people 65 and older. We know that medical expenses in retirement are going to be one of the biggest expenses that retirees face. And yet there hasn't been a really good way to quantify the cost of it. And how do you make a good retirement income plan if you don't know what your biggest expense is going to cost you? So part of the strategy of delaying Social Security benefits is there may be more money available to pay those ever-increasing Medicare premiums.
Can younger people today even count on these programs being there for them when they're going to need them?
Social Security has had these surplus funds, the trust funds, that have been building up over the last 30 years. And now that the baby boomers are starting to retire, we're starting to draw them down. But even if the trust funds, quote, ran dry around 2033, which is what is projected, there would still be enough money coming in, day out from those FICA payroll taxes to pay about 75% of promised Social Security benefits. Now, no one's ever going to be satisfied with 75% of promised benefits. I firmly believe that Congress, sometime before 2033, will step in and do the right thing to shore up this incredibly popular and successful program. Remember, Social Security was never designed to be the be-all and end-all of retirement savings. It's really the retirement safety net. And, you know, we used to talk about the three-legged stool of retirement security: pensions, personal savings, and Social Security. Well, pensions are history for most of the population. Personal savings are inadequate for many people. And Social Security, as we've just discussed, is a little wobbly. So we've gone from a three-legged stool to a pogo stick. And that's really no way to build retirement security.
I plan to win the Powerball, so I think I'm covered.
I think that works. Yeah, absolutely.
Mary Beth Franklin is the author of Maximizing Your Client's Social Security Retirement Benefits. Mary Beth, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, David.